Today I'm going to present about genetic structure of fire ants. In the current presentation, I would like to discuss the following topics: introduction about fire ants and some basic definitions in population genetics, and my objectives, methodology, results, and conclusions. Fire ants belong to the family Formicidae and order Hymenoptera. They were recently introduced into US in the late 1930s or early 1940s, and they were first recorded in Mobile, Alabama. Currently, they are present in most of all the southern states of US. Biology and life cycle of fire ant. Fire ant is a social insect, so it consists of different castes such as queens, workers, and reproductive forms. And the reproductive forms are alate forms, which contains wings. And the life cycle of fire ant includes egg, larva, pupa, and adult. The worker size ranges from 2 millimeters to 10 millimeters, and a fire ant colony consists of 100,000 to 300,000 workers in each colony. Now the fire ants became a threat in US, and they are causing lot of damages. They cause damage to agriculture crops, they are interfering with machinery, electric equipment, and they are causing danger to wildlife, and also they are causing many industrial problems. Fire ants were first introduced in Mobile, and they thought the source of population is a single location, and they have been spread from the same place. And the life cycle of the and the lifespan of the fire ant queen is 4 to 6 years, so it takes some time to get them into genetic to show some spatial variation due to genetic drift. The studies of population genetic structure helps to examine the roles of evolutionary forces such as migration, gene flow, selection in processes such as local adaptation and speciation. Gene flow. It is the transfer of genes from one population to another population. Drift is change in allele frequencies due to sampling variation from one generation to next, and it is a chance process. Local adaptation is a change in genetic form of the population due to geographically localized selection pressure. Speciation is a process in which one species evolves into another species over time. The prior FST estimates reveal that there is significant differences among fire ant populations between different sites. In this regard, the following objectives have been designed: to assess the genetic differences of fire ants among different places, and to estimate effective population sizes. To estimate the movement of fire ants in two different years, that is 2006 and 2007. In both the years, we collected worker ants from 14 to 15 mounds in four different places, which includes Yazoo City, Crystal Springs, Meridian, which are in Mississippi, and in Mobile, Alabama. Hydrocarbon analysis was used to confirm for the species identification. And fire ant colonies consist of two types of mounds: polygyne mounds and monogyne mounds. And only monogyne mounds were selected for the study. And for identifying the mounds, all the ants were tested for GP9 locus. And the following microsatellites were used for the study, which includes Sol-11, Sol-20, Sol-42, Sol-49, and Sol-55. Why only microsatellites? Because microsatellites are codominant, and they are more polymorphic nuclear markers when compared to others. Individual ant DNA was amplified for all the microsat regions using PCR by thermocycler. By using CEQ genetic analysis system, all the alleles were identified in the populations. Coming to the results, PopGene software was used to calculate the allele frequencies and the observed and expected homozygosities and heterozygosities, and also the Hardy-Weinberg equilibrium. Effective population size and immigration rate were jointly estimated using MNG software, which was developed by Wang and Whitlock. Effective population size is the number of individuals in an idealized population that would show the same amount of dispersion due to genetic drift or amount of inbreeding. And pairwise FST values for all the places and also NM values were calculated. In 2006, the FST values were very low, ranging from 0.04 to 0.1, and the NM values which were estimated by using the FST values were high, ranging from 2 to 5.7. The pairwise FSTs also showed in the same pattern. The FSTs were very low and the NM1 values were calculated by using FST values, and NM2 values were calculated by using the effective population size and migration rate. In 2007 also, the FST values were very low, ranging from 0.01 to 0.08. And the NM values, which these are the whole all the four populations, the FST values were calculated, and the NM values were ranging from 9.6 to 15.8. The pairwise FST values were also showed the same pattern. The FST values are very low, 0.01 to 0.03, and NM1 and NM2 values were very high, showing that there is a lot of movement. And all the genetic distances among all populations were calculated using PopGene software, by using Nyberg procedure, by UPGMA method, Naive unbiased distance. In 2006, the Meridian population was separated with the other three populations. And in 2007 also, the Meridian population was separated with all the other three populations. With this, the following conclusions have been drawn. There is less genetic differentiation in nuclear genes among sites, which indicates less spatial variation from observed FST values. And from the NM values observed, it indicates that there is extensive movement among FireRant populations. Thank you.
Has there ever been any studies that show special structuring in FireRants?
Yeah, there were studies, and they worked with protein markers and nuclear markers, and they showed that there is spatial variation.
In the same area, sampling area?
No, they're in different areas. They have done in each place from in one state, like in Mississippi one place, and Texas one place, and Louisiana one place, like that. Because polygon colonies consists of more than three alleles in each mount, because the queen and the males consist of two and one, so in monogam colonies we can get three alleles for each mount, whereas in polygon colonies we'll get more than three alleles, and we don't know how many alleles were formed for the whole mount, so it will be difficult, so we thought of monogam mounts.